Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
For some weeks now, we've been on the subject on Sunday mornings. We're calling the Ministry of Reconciliation. The Ministry of Reconciliation. We'll go to Psalm 133 and look at our text again. But this is very a significant part of the New Testament. This is the purpose of redemption, is for man, you and I, to be reconciled to God. In Psalm 133, verse 1, he said, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." And that is the truth. Boy, when you're all in one place and one accord, and there's no strife and no bickering and no fussing and no competition, none of that, it's a taste of heaven on earth. It really is. He said, verse 2, it's like the precious ointment on the head. That's a type of the Holy Spirit, the anointing, that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. Verse 3, it's like the dew of Hermon and the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. So we see unity, we see anointing, and we see blessing. These are connected. Now, by contrast, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, how unpleasant and bad it is for people to be at each other's throats and strife and fighting. War is strife to the ultimate. War is strife manifested in its full measure. And a lot of people, especially people that have experienced something, have said war is hell. And that's not far off. It's a taste of hell. Violence unchecked. Destruction unchecked. It's awful. Awful. And it's not of God. God is not the destroyer. He's not the killer. He's not the thief. There's a devil. His name is the destroyer. And he's always trying to start, instigate, and perpetuate strife. In James 3, we looked at this some time back about how that where there's strife and envy, there's every evil thing manifested. The Lord said to me some years ago, he said, that's the manifest presence of the devil. And he warned me about it, not to allow it in our offices, in the ministry and church offices. He said, because you'd have the devil manifesting on the church grounds. That we're not to allow it. Well, you're not to allow it in your house. Is that right? Or whatever you have control over. And of course, how many have realized it's easy to say that, right? But there will be push and temptation and pull to fuss, to fight, whether it's a little bit of uneasiness or just all out furniture breaking and cussing. You might say, oh, no. Yeah, Christians have done this and do this. You can yield to your flesh. You know, even though you're born again, you got a will, free will. You can yield to whatever you choose to. Not smart if you do, but you can. Now go with me to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature or creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. This is on the inside, the inner man, not on the outside. When you get born again, your body didn't become a new creation. And your mind didn't become a new creation. That's why immediately Romans 12 talks about we need to get our mind renewed. But your spirit, the inner man of your spirit, became a new creation. Verse 18, all things are of God. That's on the inside. Who has what? Reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ. Now the word reconcile means to restore to friendship or fellowship. It implies you were at odds. There was animosity, there was ill will between you. But if you've been reconciled, that's gone. And now you are restored. You are at one again and restored to friendship and fellowship and peace instead of fighting. Well, all of us had sinned and come short of the glory of God, from Adam right on down to every human being, with the exception of Jesus, had yielded to wrong things and was at enmity with God. We were at odds with God. And the sad thing about it, couldn't fix it ourselves. Did not have the means, the ability to get back in fellowship with God like Adam and Eve had before the fall. But Jesus, hallelujah, came and took our place and bore the judgment for all of our sins and transgressions, and His sacrifice removed the handwriting of ordinances that was against us and made the way for us to be reconciled to the Father and to be in union and fellowship, full, unhindered, unrestricted fellowship with Him as if we had never sinned. Woo! Somebody say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is the greatest thing that has ever happened for you and ever will happen for you. Everything else pales in comparison. He's reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and as soon as you get right with God, you got a job. Did you see it? You got a ministry. Someone said, oh, no, I'm not in the ministry. Well, then you're not a Christian. Well, I'm not a preacher. Nobody said anything about being a preacher. Every believer has this ministry. The ministry of what? Of a reconciliation is you should care enough about people who are still at odds with God that you want what happened for you to happen for them. Right? You want them to come in out of the cold, out of sin, out of separation from God, and get all the way in. So we have, every believer now has this ministry of reconciliation, verse 19, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Keep going. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Somebody say it out loud, I am. An ambassador for Christ. An ambassador is one who is authorized and sent to speak on behalf of the sender. If somebody didn't believe in God, was at odds with God, and Jesus was standing right in front of them, what would He tell them? He would say, look, the Father's not against you. He doesn't hate you. No matter what you've done, I have paid the price for everything you did. All you've got to do is acknowledge this. Humble yourself. Repent. Come receive what I've done for you. Let me help you. Let me be your Lord. Well, if He's in the flesh, He would tell them that kind of thing. He's not standing here in the flesh, but He sent you. I said He sent you. He sent all of us to pray them in Christ's stead or place What is our call to them? Be reconciled to God. Yes. So say it out loud, be reconciled to God. What does that mean? Be restored to favor and fellowship with Him like God intended man to have, even all the way back to Genesis. But now, some have implied that since Jesus has already paid the price for everybody to be reconciled, that they already are. But if everyone is already reconciled to God, there is no ministry of reconciliation. There is no need for us to ask people and even plead with them, get right with God. Because in some people's minds, they already are right with God because of what Jesus has done. The price has been paid. The work has been done. But if they haven't received it, they're still at odds with God. Now, if you don't believe that, I urge you, get your nose in the book. If everybody's already reconciled to God, no matter what they say or do, there's no need preaching evangelistic messages. Because even if they don't even believe in God, they'll still be reconciled. It's not true. It's not true. Jesus warned that there'd be many that would follow a false way and go to destruction, and relatively few that would go the straight and narrow way of the truth. It's just not true. God has reconciled the world to Himself by what Jesus has done. But you don't have to look far to see the world is not in fellowship with God. Oh, dear me. What? People in fellowship with God don't blaspheme God. They don't disrespect the Lord Jesus. No. So it's simply not true. It has been done. Jesus doesn't need to do another thing to pay for anybody's sin and failure and mistake. It has been done. When He said, it is finished, it is finished. But you still have to receive it. And you still have to receive Him as Lord. And after you've received Him as Lord and walk with Him, if you violate light, if you violate your conscience, you need to come and receive cleansing. Yeah. It's not that the Lord needs to do something else, but you need to receive it, or elsewise your own heart will bother you. And that'll hinder your fellowship with Him. It's not that God the Father needs to do something else or Jesus needs to do something else, but it's that we need to receive it. Be reconciled to God. That's our message. Get right with God and stay right with God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.